You know, in these lessons this morning, there are all sorts of images. All sorts of images. In the second reading, the psalm, we are going to stand inside the gates of Jerusalem, a sign of peace and surety, a place where we are safe. In the Old Testament reading, it says we're going to lay down our swords and our shields by the riverside and beat them into plowshares, take the instruments of war and turn them into instruments of agriculture. What a wonderful, wonderful image. Now, I've got a third image that's going to stick with you probably the rest of the whole day, because you will now understand why I'm the priest and not the music director. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. Y'all know that one. Yeah. Yeah. And then in this third reading from the gospel, if the master of the house had bought and installed one of those ring doorbells, he would have known when the thief was coming. And he wouldn't have had to stay awake, because it would have beeped his phone, and then he could have talked to the thief through the gizmo. I don't think that's in there. That's okay. All right. But maybe it should be. You know, there are in our lives all sorts of new years. There are calendar years. For teachers, there are school years. For those in business, there are fiscal years. For Catholics, there are liturgical years. And the new liturgical year begins on the first Sunday of Advent. In this new liturgical year, the church not only wishes to indicate the beginning of a time period, but the beginning of a renewed commitment to the faith by all those who follow Jesus Christ the Lord. This time of prayer and this path of penance is so powerful, rich, and intense with all sorts of images. It endeavors to give us a renewed impetus, a new push to truly welcome the message of the one who was made flesh, incarnated for us. In fact, the entire work of the Advent season will spur us to an awakening in our Christian life, and will put us in a vigilant disposition, a wake-up call for the heart to wait for our Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI once wrote these words: "Awaken, remember that God comes, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today, now. The one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is not a God who is there in heaven, unconcerned with us and our history, but he is the God who comes." The season of Advent is therefore a season of awakened waiting, vigilant waiting, that prepares us to welcome the mystery of the Word of God made flesh. made incarnate, who will give light to the womb of the Virgin Mary. But essentially, this time prepares us not only to welcome this great event, but to incarnate Christ in our lives. In about 4 weeks, we're going to sing a hymn on Christmas Eve. Be born in us today. That's what that means. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Be born in us today. We could say that the true light enters the world through the immaculate womb of Mary. But it does not stay there. We're not just celebrating something that happened 2019 years ago. On the contrary, this light flows out into our darkness, our sinful lives, to illuminate them so that we can become the light that illuminates the world 2019 years later. For this reason, let us live this time of waiting, not only to celebrate an historical memory, but to repeat this memory in our lives and in the service of others. On Thanksgiving Day, well over 100 volunteers from this parish served well over 200 folks who would not otherwise have had a very happy Thanksgiving. And for the 34th year, there was great joy in the service of others. There were no sad faces walking the hallways, no dour expressions in the kitchen, just joy up and down the hall. That's the kind of service I'm talking about. To wait for the Lord who comes means to wait and to watch so that the word of love enters inside us and focuses each and every one of us every day of our lives. As Saint Cardinal John Henry Newman reminded us in a homily for the Advent season, he wrote, Advent is a time of waiting. It is a time of joy because of the coming of Christ is not only a gift of grace and salvation, but it is also a time of commitment because it motivates us to live the present as a time of responsibility and vigilance. This vigilance means the necessity, the urgency of an industrious living wait. Those words don't always come together that way, do they? An industrious living wait. In our culture, we think of waiting as so very passive. Oh, what you doing there? Well, I'm waiting for the doctor. I'm waiting for the bus. Waiting is passive. Not according to Cardinal John Henry Newman. It is an industrious living wait. To make all this happen, we need to wake up. As we are warned by the Apostle St. Paul to the Gentiles in today's reading from the letter to the Romans, where he writes, besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. We must start our journey to ascend to the Holy Mount, the mountain of the Lord, to be illuminated by His words of peace and to allow Him to indicate the path to tread. Moreover, we must change our conduct, abandoning the works of darkness and putting on what Paul calls the armor of light, and so seek only to do God's work and to abandon the deeds of the flesh. Jesus, through the story for today in today's gospel, outlines the Christian lifestyle that must not be distracted or indifferent, but must be vigilant and recognize even the smallest sign of the Lord's coming, because indeed, we do not know the hour in which He will arrive. Amen.